Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, 6:36 in the morning. I think it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. Get the Radio.com app and stream us live and get our show's full podcast while we're on vacation through the Radio.com app. Billions in R&D.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing works like a...
Incredible.
I don't know what Maria Athens would say, but, you know, I really want to put a lot of exclamation marks on that. It works like you cannot believe.
It works as good as Maria Athens.
Radio.com. Ay, ay, ay. Did we just do that? We did.
She's a good little worker.
Entercom just did a forehead meatloaf. What are they saying?
They love them some Maria Athens, I think is what they're saying.
They just compared our app to Crazy Lady in Alaska.
Yeah.
Super job, guys.
Look, we have our favorites. We can't help ourselves.
So, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Thursday, December 17th. I hope you're having a good one out there. We did get rain overnight. There may be just a little bit more this morning. I think I saw that it was still raining in San Francisco last I checked. And yet, this should clear up and we have sunshine and cool conditions ahead for the next week. Oh. Maybe a mix of clouds here and there, but we're actually looking, you know, weather-wise, pretty good.
Seemed like a decent... I woke up in the middle of the night. It was pouring out.
Really? I didn't even notice it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a decent rain. Seemed like we got a pretty good amount.
All right, so there's your weather, everyone. Where to start? Let's start with the money.
Oh, the money.
So everybody's waiting on a stimulus deal. Like, what is it? Get it done.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Stimulate us.
We're still close,
food.
And we're gonna get there. That is from good old Neckskin Waterfall himself, Mitch McConnell.
I was sipping my coffee, or I would have. I knew exactly who you were talking about. Did you just say Neckskin Waterfall?
I don't know how else to describe that guy. There's a thing happening.
He's
here.
A turtle. He's a little.
You know
turtle.
What's weird is I actually looked him up at some point over the last year, and he was a really decent looking guy as a young man, and I don't know what you do wrong that makes this happen to you, but
it's nothing that you do. It's just it happens. I actually feel bad making fun of him for it, because I know if he was a Democrat I'd be like, he's adorable, but he isn't, so to me he's a turtle.
Okay.
You know, I hate his politics, so I have to not like his face too, I
he
guess.
Is
I
the Senate Majority Leader. He says we're still close and we're gonna get there. The amount, of course, being talked about is, I mean, we're talking $900 billion, which only amounts to about $600 in everybody's pocket. So I've got here in multiple different stories on this, and there are people who are like, let me see if I can find the exact article, where this lady says, I have $14,000 in credit card debt because of not being able to work. $600 one time, or this would be the second time, but is hardly going to make it.
Is there a place I can go to opt out of this? I don't want your $600. Give it to someone else. You
did
know
you ever get any from the first thing?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, neither did I. I think you have to opt in.
It seems like if you, yeah, they should make that more clear. Because if they're saying $900 billion means $600 for everyone, I don't want mine. Give my $600 to someone who has a mortgage that they can't pay or doesn't have food to feed their kids.
I mean, the statement here from this lady is, you can give me an extra $600 once, but who's going to help me over the next few months?
Right.
And I don't, you know, I get that.
Yeah, $600 is not a problem solver. It's just not. I don't care how rich or poor you are. That's not enough.
Well, I don't know what the answer is, but that's what's happening, everyone. So they're working on getting this deal done here before the end of the year and hopefully before the end of the week, although we're kind of right there. So let's see.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. But
we're not quite at the end of the week yet. I don't know if you've noticed that we're not quite at the end of the week yet. It's not quite the end of the week.
Really close, though.
Really so close I can... Uh-huh. I can smell Friday in the air, but we're just not there yet, Vinny. Soon.
So anyway, there's money coming, and hopefully they get that done here quickly. So I thought this article was useful, and I'll read a couple things off it for you guys. So in the Chronicle, there is a Q&A on the coronavirus vaccine. So I thought I'd sort of look at, you know, what's important. When can I get vaccinated is the question. And they're saying here it's simple. The initial round of vaccine doses are going to Bay Area nurses, doctors, and other healthcare workers caring for COVID-19 patients. They're first. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Period. After that, it goes to essential workers, including teachers, working in retail and food service industries, public servants like public police officers and firefighters. You got to throw our wonderful grocery workers in there as well, because they've kept us
absolutely thank you
alive by going into work every day and
turns
keeping those stores open. They will be followed by people who are over 65 or who have pre-existing conditions. So that's sort of the order of the trickle down. They say that after that, things get a little, they're still trying to sort it out, but at some point it's looking like you'll be able to get vaccinated at your local pharmacy like CVS or Walgreens or your medical provider. But it's going to be very similar to your annual flu shot in that you just at some point it's going to be a matter of just getting an appointment and going and doing it. That's where that's how that will sort of trickle down. Someone else, another question from the Q&A, and this is in the Chronicle. You can read the whole thing if you want. Will I still be able to get COVID-19 after I'm vaccinated? That's a fair question,
sure.
Right? They say you shouldn't, but they also say you're going to be wearing a mask through summer. So don't throw away your mask.
Right.
Because, first of all, you're 95% protected from the disease, but they're not sure yet if there's a possibility that you could
transmit it, even though you don't get sick with it.
It's hard to point in this thing, but yes, you just got it. That's the question. So there are still questions out there, and that means we'll just be staying in masks for a little while. So
I'm fine with that.
This is the blunt question. Can I stop wearing a mask after I'm vaccinated? The blunt answer is nope.
No.
You'll be wearing a mask to be sure that you're not carrying it and giving it to others, and they say that we're looking at summer. Okay?
Yep. I'm okay with that. Just, you know, keep it going, keep it steady. Let's all get in the line.
Again, this is from the Chronicle this morning. It's a Q&A on the vaccine. Will I be able to choose which vaccine I get? And they say it's unlikely.
Oh,
you know, there'll be a supply of these things spread around. And they also say that both the Pfizer and Moderna are excellent. And there's no way you should refuse either one. If you are up and they've got one, get it. So anyway, you can read the rest of that in the Chronicle if you want to. But I thought it was interesting because it does sort of answer the big questions. When I get my vaccine, can I throw away my mask on the way out of the Walgreens? And the answer is nope.
No. Well, because a lot of places require you to wear a mask anyway. And unless you get like an I'm vaccinated, you know, under your eyes, Post Malone style. And even then, it's you could still be a carrier.
With all the nonsense we've seen this year, though, you can expect there will be people who say, I'm vaccinated. I don't need my mask. I can't breathe in that thing. You can hear it now. I can already hear it. So the answer is no. You need to keep your mask. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
This is funny because, and I want to move on to a little bit of nonsense if I could.
Fine.
This is one of those things that I thought, oh my God, it's true. When someone points something out to you, unfortunately, it can happen if you've got a tattoo or something where they go, hey, that kind of looks like a woman area. And then you go, okay, now I only see woman area, which isn't a bad thing. But, you know, it's one of those things where someone sees something in a picture and then you go, I never saw that till now. And now I only see that.
Yeah. No, I've definitely had that experience where suddenly something's ruined because someone went, hey, that looks like a.
Right. So this article is titled, We Will Never Look at KFC's Logo the Same Again.
Uh-oh. Thanks to a
viral tweet. Pull up KFC's logo. It's the Colonel Sanders. There he is with his little goatee and his glasses and his, you know, shock white hair.
Sure. I see it. Now, hold on. Let me look at this and see what they could have possibly seen.
All right.
Is it the one with just the bow tie?
Yes.
Not the shoulders. The shoulders aren't in the picture?
Nope.
Is he a little guy dancing? Is it like a little stick figure? A little dancing stick figure?
It's a stick figure. Under the bow tie is a stick figure underneath Colonel Sanders. Some lady told her husband, I've always thought that was his body. And the guy saw it, tweeted it, and it's gone viral because everyone's like, oh my God, it's a stick figure. Colonel Sanders is a head with a stick figure underneath
his body. I'll never see it any other way again. Right. I can't even see it as a bow tie anymore.
That's adorable.
Because there are some logos here that I'm looking at that they show his shoulders and the collar and everything, but the one logo is just the face with the
Bryn's
bow tie.
Got it
and
up
he's
now.
Yep.
It's perfect.
That is, it's great. Absolutely great. He's a little stick. Hey, how you doing? I have a big head. I don't even have fingers to lick.
Right. So great, huh?
It looks like a Japanese character. Like a little, you know, symbol for pi or something.
Oh, you mean their lettering or
their symbols? Yeah, yes.
Right, I got you. Okay. I thought I'd, you know, get
That's hilarious. I love it.
It's perfect, isn't it?
It's unbelievable that I've never noticed that before.
Well, why would you? You know, you're hungry.
I thought it was going to be something dirty, like, you know, his mouth looks like a vagina or something.
No. Yeah. Nope.
Turns out he's just a stick figure.
It's his bow tie stick figure underneath that giant head. I don't know who these people are, but the pick for 2021's Colors of the Year are out. I guess someone with style writes these things.
Okay.
And here they are. I'll show them to you.
All right.
They have wonderful names. But, you know, in general, they're just gray and yellow.
They're gray and yellow, yes. Those are the colors of the year? Gray because it's been so dingy and yellow because we're hoping the sun
will. No, these are looking forward for 2021. It's illuminating yellow and ultimate gray. Those will be your 2021 colors of the year.
Weirdly, they look good together. I'm looking at the picture Bryn has up there.
I love color. Color's cool.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with it. It can definitely go wrong, but, you know.
I'd call that too yellow and medium gray. But you ultimate gray and what was it? Sunshine yellow? What is it?
Lemon illuminating yellow mm-hmm. and ultimate gray.
It's like light and dark. Whatever. So don't they usually just do one color?
I don't know. I think more than one style governing body chooses.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know that they're all in agreement. But this, I think it's Pantone. Is that who they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pantone is one of the places. I'm sure you'll
hear
others.
Where they name the colors.
You'd think Martha Stewart puts out her own color of the year, right?
Sure. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you? If I was Martha Stewart, I would 100% put out the color of the month, the color of the day.
Plenty of people follow her and would love to know what she says.
Well, there's Martha Stewart Green. There is it's like a Celadon color that's, it's
Celadon?
That, Yeah, it's sort of like a retro looking green, and it's
is it a soft like pistachio?
Yes,
or is it...
it's kind of like that. It looks like a 70s-ish color, but has like a modern look to it. And all her, like, you can get all her appliances in that color. It's like a seafoam kind of. But...
okay. When I think of 70s, though, I think of avocado.
Yeah, no. Okay, well, there is that. There it is.
This is the main one that pops up here.
Yeah, I like that, it. That's her color.
You know, my friend Brian got this surfboard made in what he called Coke bottle green.
Oh.
And I bleepin' love that color. Like, I honestly got that color. I got my room painted that color. It's like it's a weird, and it doesn't work. It needs to be, like, it still looks great on the walls, but it's a hard color to match in a wall paint. It worked on a surfboard and it works on a bottle, but it's that tint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, so you actually got your room upstairs painted that color?
Yes.
Coke bottle green?
Well, it was the closest I could get.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
Oh, there it is. There's the color. Yeah. It's just the glass has like a hair of a green tint to it.
Yep.
Look at that. Even the colors that they say are close to it don't look anything like it, really.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah.
Is as I was like, I want Coke bottle green. They went, oh, here you go. And I went,
Man, I love green. I think green is just, that's absolutely my favorite color in all its shades. I love green.
I agree.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I like green too a lot.
So pretty.
All right. Let's see here. What's my time? Well, let me do this. I'll save the most in-demand Christmas presents for next time.
Oh.
There is a Thursday night football game. It's Chargers at Raiders. Could be fun. The Raiders absolutely need to win it. Let's see here. And there are some Saturday NFL games this weekend. So that's going to keep
I like Saturday games. It's nice.
Saturday games, sure. Or that was a misspeak and I was just
keep it. The Saturday game this week is?
It's the, I don't know. But the Niners are at Dallas on Sunday, so that's not one of them. All right?
Always.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So really, you know.
Send
if
them
you
along.
Can, send us a text. Tell us what you're doing. What about truck drivers? When do we get the vaccine? We never stopped working. I agree 1,000%, 707.
Thanks for
truck
getting us our stuff.
Truck drivers are the people that get stuff to market, and you're not nearly talked about or valued enough.
You're the invisible links in the chain that is the supply.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's without people to bring it. It doesn't magically appear. We don't have transporters.
Right.
Magic.
So I'd like to believe that they will accommodate that. I really do. On the other hand, they may be like, well, you get to be alone. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to deal with that. But you should be right there with the grocery store workers at
Agreed.
The very least.
We need you. And if you're a trucker listening, text us and say hello. Tell us about your rig.
All right.
As a teacher, hearing Vinny regarding the vaccinations is the first I've heard about teachers included in a priority line. Thank God. Yeah, that's you should be. And, you know, as we every.
What?
I don't mean to turn this into this. But
you're gonna go
moment,
for it.
But every parent in the country values you more than they ever have after this pandemic. So believe me, if we've all got a vote, we want you up towards the front of the line.
I agree. I really think that getting kids out of the house, back in school with teachers, frees up everybody to do their work.
For everything.
For everything.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I actually think they should be second in line behind the healthcare workers.
Well, they are on the list. Again, if you want to see that article I was telling you about, it's in the Chronicle, and it's a Q&A on the vaccines, and it's one of them is the order by which they will be given.
All right.
And I know for sure that I'm towards summer, so I'm not.
Yes, I'm last in line.
Right,
for this
I'm not
thing.
Frothing for the thing. I know it's not coming. So, but I hope our truck drivers and teachers get it very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I have a thought today. It was going to be Friday.
Mm.
Yeah, I hate that when you wake up and you think it's Friday and it isn't.
Can't get to Friday fast
enough. So true. I mean, I enjoy my time with you. I really do. But there's something about not having to get up at 4 that's so appealing.
Well, this year in particular, I'm just as happy to go to work as I am to not. But this year, having to talk about COVID every time we crack the damn mic is, I'm over it, dude.
Yeah.
I am over it.
It's just so much.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all for this news break. What's coming up in the trash?
The Tom Cruise blow up. How's that shaking out? And right. More after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.